Now, on Tuesday, the government threw hospitality a lifeline, a 9% VAT rate, a big chunk of October's tax budget measures. By yesterday, the tone had shifted. Now it might not kick in until July 2026. Fine Gael backbenchers weren't happy. And in Fianna Fáil, questions started about what the VAT cut would mean for the rest of the budget. Cian McCormack has been talking to government backbenchers and ministers. He sent this report.
If there is scope for income tax reductions, which the government have said is about $1 billion, I'd like to see it more equitably divided between general taxation and the hospitality sector.
Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick City, Willie O'Dea, is clear about his position on cutting the hospitality VAT rate.
One thing the government should do is to increase tax credits and tax bans in line with inflation.
So are you saying that introducing the 9% hospitality VAT rate would just be hard to sell to the general public on the back of a budget?
Well, it's not just a question of being hard to sell to the public. I mean, is it good for the economy that you're actually, you know, increasing taxation, reducing spending power in the economy? I think, you know, OK, if you want to give a concession, and it's a very expensive concession to the hospitality sector, but I think it should be more equitably divided rather than giving it, as was initially thought was going to happen, crumbs to be divided up amongst all the other taxation heads.
Now, I have to ask you, Willie, is this a dominant view in Fianna Fáil?
Well, I couldn't say it, to be honest with you. I haven't consulted my colleagues about that.
I have talked to some of your colleagues, some off the record, and they're saying similar things to you. So you're not the only one saying it.
Well, I imagine I wouldn't, because, I mean, people, we all have our constituents to deal with, and we all know the reality of the Irish income tax system, which is steeply progressive. So, you know, I mean, the taxpayer needs a break also. So, you know, I mean, and as I say, if you don't increase the credits and the tax bans in line with inflation, that's effectively a taxation increase.
Certainly the view amongst Fine Gael TDs that I've talked to is that they want to see this happening. Many want to see it happening in January and not in July. Is there tension then between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? Or maybe not tension, is there friction?
Well, I wouldn't describe it as friction. I mean, people have different views, obviously, and that's what coalition government is all about. And you have to, at the end of the day, before you make your final call on any matter, including the budget, you have to try to get a consensus between all the different views, and I'm sure that'll be done.
But others in Fianna Fáil, like Kerry TD Michael Cahill, want more than concessions.
My understanding was that it was going to come in January. I am disappointed that it's going to be pushed out, because I know of businesses that are on the floor, and the VAT would have been, reduction would have been a huge help to them. Like, you know, I don't want any rollback on the 9% VAT. I'm turning.
And do you want to see it happening in January as opposed to July 2026?
I want to see it happen at the earliest possible date. If it was possible to introduce it right now, I would call for that. But obviously, that's not going to happen. It'll be January at the earliest. And I hope that will be the date it'll come in.
There's a view in Fianna Fáil that concessions to the hospitality sector need to be targeted and not delivered with a universal VAT reduction in the sector. Fine Gael TD say bringing the rate to 9% is crucial, and that's the view of Galway East TD Pete Roach.
We have, and we continue to be, as parliamentarians within our Fine Gael group, constantly lobbying and constantly reminding our ministers the hospitality sector are on their knees, and they really need respite. They need supports. Right now, what I want it to happen this year. I don't want it to go to 26, and
Is your view the predominant view in your party in Fine Gael?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Mayo Fine Gael TD Ciara Keogh agrees.
From my standpoint, you know, I stand clear on my commitment to get this delivered. The Taoiseach is clear on his commitment, and I want to see VAT9 rolled out as quickly as possible. Ideally, I would love to see it happen in January 26. And I think we do need to give this dig out. They've been, you know, really campaigning on this for a long time.
It's a bit more of a dig out, though, isn't it? It will cost €1 billion to put in place.
Well, I think we were at 9% before, and we've gone back up to 13.5%, and the businesses are telling us they're struggling to survive.
I understand that, but I suppose the core question that I'm asking is, politically, can this be sold to constituents, to voters out there, because there'll be very little money left for anything else.
Well, I think this, as I said, this will have to be teased out in the budgetary process. I think there will be measures, you know, more permanent supports within the budget. And I just think that this story has blown up over the last 2 days. And I just want to reaffirm my commitment to this sector and our commitment, you know, in what we put out in the programme for government.
Independent Kerry TD and Junior Minister Michael Healy-Ray is surprised by the news that the VAT cut could be delayed.
Coming from the tourism capital of the Western world, that is County Kerry, I'm acutely tuned in to the needs and the wants and the requirements of people involved in our hospitality sector. Unfortunately, businesses are going through an awful time at present. So government are recognising this. I'm sorry about the delays, but the main thing is that the government is listening to this sector and realising that they need help and is going to be there to give help. We will be striving to do better and quicker for them to keep their doors open and to keep them providing the service that they're giving.
Is there tension there over this?
There'll always be issues in government, and there'll also always be differing views of opinion. And of course, there will be conflicts, but they're political conflicts that have to be dealt with.
But is there a conflict on this then?
I wouldn't call it a conflict. I'd call it there's concern.
Concern. So what is that concern?
You can decode that whatever way you like.
Are you concerned? Are you voicing that concern?
Of course I am, because again, many, many of the businesses that I'm representing in County Kerry, all over the county, are struggling at present and trying to keep their doors open. And I want us to be there to help them in every way we can. This is a massive priority of government. Yes, there is a delay now. Yes, there is a hiccup. But we will get there, because this government is very, very clear in the programme for government. The Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, to every line minister down the line has said, we want to help hospitality. And that's what we're going to do.
And that was Kerry TD and Junior Minister Michael Healy-Ray ending that report from Cian McCormack. We're back with business news after this.